Good morning and welcome back to hour number two of Better Lawns and Gardens. We get emails during the week asking gardening questions, and I had a really good question this week from a landscaper who wanted ideas for plants that are not cookie cutter type of plants. I was glad to answer because I love to design. Get your pen and paper ready. I'm going to give you some of my favorite resources that I can use. I'm Teresa Watkins and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
When veterans return to civilian life, they deserve your recognition and support. Help put vets to work by donating your car, truck, or van to Patriotic Hearts. Your tax-deductible donation will support programs to help vets find jobs or even start their own business. For fast, free pickup of your vehicle 24/7, running or not, call 800-889-4952. For 24-hour response, call 800-889-4952. That's 800-889-4952.
Visit us on the World Wide Web at www.betterlawns.com. Better Lawns and Gardens with Tom McCubbin. We'll be right back.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Do you use Viagra or Cialis? Have you been thinking about trying Viagra or Cialis? What if we could promise you the same results for less than $2 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for Viagra, you're being taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $2. We'll do the math for you. You save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 45 blue pills or 45 yellow pills for $99 and add 5 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call us at 800-975-1374 and get your 50 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for Viagra. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in an unmarked package. Call us right now. 800-975-1374. 800-975-1374. 800-975-1374.
Thank you for stopping by for the second hour of Better Lawns and Gardens. You can be part of the program that makes it a real success by calling, this is a new number, 407-916-5400-5400, or you can text us at 23680. You can check out the website at betterlawns.com. Tom, Joni, did you know that scientists this last week have now confirmed that flamingo is a native bird for Florida?
Wow, I didn't know that.
I didn't know that was even in discussion.
No, me neither.
We got
a flamingo out front, except it's kind of plastic-like.
I know where you got that one.
Yeah, that's right. You do.
Synchronistically, Joni also has the flamingo flower on his and her gardening. And so you can go to betterlawns.com and see what a flamingo flower looks like. And you can check out all the great gardening information. We have Tom Benson. Oh, I'm sorry.
I just want to say that is an old-time flower. It's been around a long time, and many people don't realize that they can plant that.
I know, and they're great, and they last the winter time. They usually do really good, and no pest problems to speak of.
Nope.
They're wonderful. We have Tom Benson at the controls. I'm here at home in my library office. Joan and Tommy are in their office, and again, you can call us at 407-916-5400. You can also text us at 23680. We're all here for hour number two. Tom, one of your most popular classes was your landscape design class. I love sitting in on those. The class was always filled with new residents and new homeowners wanting to know how to select plants for their yard. What was the most popular question from people taking your classes?
You know, it's an interesting class. We had no trouble filling that class up. And for three sessions, we charged $3. That's the good old days.
That is great.
But we provided the paper, pencil, and everything. But the main thing I think people wanted to know was what the plant wear. And, you know, we got the design thoughts going, but that was the question. Okay, well, I can see how you draw the lines and everything. What do I plant where? And that's a tough question, and that's one we're going to try to maybe answer a little bit today, right?
Sure. I think that's the most important question to ask, even before you put a plant in the ground or you go shopping. Because a lot of people, they go shopping and they'll say, oh, that's pretty, and that's gorgeous. And they put the plants in their yard, and then 6 weeks later, they're all dead.
I know,
and
they get caught up in the specials.
They do. And so you should know what kind of conditions your house, your yard, your landscape has before you even buy a plant. So I have some important criteria that I need to use, but it came up because a landscaper emailed and said, you know, I want something that's interesting. I don't want something that's cookie cutter. And what do you recommend? And, you know, you really can't answer that unless you know what kind of soil conditions you have, what kind of site conditions you have. So here's my three most popular things to consider. And Tom, jump in when you need to.
You got the number one. The first one on your list, I'll tell you, is the number one for me.
Exactly. Sunlight. How much sunlight do you have? And where is it in the yard? Because you can have full sun all day long in some situations, or you could have full sun in the morning and afternoon shade. You can have shade in the morning or afternoon sun. So you have to determine what kind of sunlight it is, and you do it by this: hours. So if you have 8 or more hours of sunlight a day, that's considered full sun, especially here in Florida. If you have morning sun and afternoon shade, or morning shade and afternoon sun, you have 6 hours, you know, 6 to 8 hours of it, then you have partial sun. And even depending on what time of the year, that still could be considered full sun. But if you have 5 hours or less of sun, then that's considered full shade. And you really can't even grow grass in those conditions. And I think zero lot lines where you get on the side of the house where you get sunlight from 1207 to 1211, you know, that is, you know, full shade conditions, and you really can't plant grass in those conditions, can you, Tom?
No, you can't. And you have to remember that the sun changes throughout the year. As we go into winter, it dips down into the south. So what you have is full sun. And I have those areas right now. I have full hot sun. But when it gets down into the late fall, winter, I have no sun at all. It's shade.
Right.
And so the grass will thin out and things like that.
Yeah, you have to take seasons. Florida does get seasons, so you have to take those seasons into consideration. So sunlight's important. That's the number one.
That's number one on my list, I'll tell you, and a lot of people don't consider that. And it's important also when you think about it, because some plants don't like full sun where others do. So you really have to decide, you know, what plants you need for what type of light levels.
Exactly. And especially if you want them to bloom. And so if you put a full sun plant in the shade, it's not going to bloom as nicely. Or if you put a shade plant out in the full sun, it's not going to do well. So you do have to take that in consideration. The next criteria is also very important. And we talk about Florida sand, and everybody's got sandy soils. Well, we have 174 different types of soils in Florida, 174. And out of the 12 soil types for the country, Florida has 8 of them. So when we talk about sand, you may have sand, but there's different states, there's a different soil series for every part of the state of Florida. We have soils called Eustis, soils called Tampa, Mount Dora soils, Leesburg soils, we have Samford soils, and these are all individual types of soils that have been surveyed, and they all have different types of conditions. So the main thing is, how long does the soil stay wet? And that's the soil moisture content. So here's how you figure that out. You wait 48 hours after either rain or irrigation. You go out to the area where you want to plant, and you dig down, and you put a bit of soil in your hand, and you can squeeze it. If after 48 hours, and this is under normal conditions, okay, so if you're doing it during a drought, it's maybe not going to be as accurate, but during normal conditions, if you squeeze the soil after 48 hours, and then you open it back up again, and the sand just filters right through your fingers, you have dry xeric conditions. You need to buy plants that can handle dry soils, okay? And that's your succulents, your certain tropicals, but your succulents, your cactus, your very dry xeric plants. If after 48 hours you open up your hand and you see a lot of organic material in your soil, if you have earthworms, okay, in your soil, then you have mesic conditions or moist soils, and those conditions are good for plants that don't need a lot of water, but they don't like it dry either. That's probably the best with a lot of organic material in it. If after 48 hours you open up your hand and you still can get moisture out of it, it's cool and damp and clayey, then you need to buy plants that can handle wet conditions, like your shoreline areas, low-lying areas. And then that way you're going to buy plants that are good for that area, and you're not going to have to overwater. What do you think, Tom?
Oh, no, I agree. And a lot of people don't know that we have a state, official state soil also, and that's the Myakka fine sand. And there's a lot of that in Florida. But
it is. At Mayak, and that, you know what, we really should be glad we have a lot of sand in this area, you know, in our state, because have you ever dug in rock and clay, Tom?
Oh yes. I used to grow a garden in what was modeling clay.
Yes.
And that's even worse. No,
and you so appreciate our sand when you have to dig in it. So it's really good. And then the final criteria, which is very important before you think about buying any plants, is a pH test. And you want to maybe get a soil analysis of your soil to learn what kind of nutrients are already there. And the pH is important because that affects how the plants absorb nutrients and can affect the coloring and the blooming. So you want to make sure you get a pH test and know exactly what kind of conditions you're dealing with. Tom, any others you can think of?
No, you've hit the top ones. The other thing I want to say about the soil types, I think we have a very modern soil type now, and it's called cosmopolitan soil. And that's just soil that's been moved around. You have different soils added to it. And my guess is that's what most homeowners have, actually, soils that have been redistributed and dug up and mixed and things added to them. So I call those cosmopolitan soils.
I think that's important because a lot of areas that do have sandy soils, they have to bring in other heavier soils so for the foundation. And So you're dealing with that. And I even found in Clearmont that we had Fuller's clay in the soil.
Really?
Over in Clearmont. And I was very surprised at that either they brought in soil from Georgia or somewhere else, but there was Fuller's clay and the clay, the ground was compacted. You couldn't go down more than 18 inches.
It's all mixed together. It's just amazing. pH is very important. It's one of the forgotten things. When I go into landscapes, it's one of the first things I personally test. I have my little test kit with me, and you'll be surprised how many people have soils that are so acid it's hard to grow weeds.
It is, yeah, that's important. And so they can get a soil pH from the extension office still, or should they send it to the university to get a soil analysis? What do you think?
I think most extension offices have stopped testing the soil. Call your extension office to find out. I know Orange County has stopped testing it and suggest you go, send off to the lab in Gainesville. It's a very accurate test. But you can also get test kits at your local garden center. Some of the garden centers will still test it for pH anyway for you.
Mm-hmm. And that's important. So those are the three criteria. You want to know what kind of sunlight you have, what kind of soil moisture you have, and what kind of pH you have. And so, Tom, we're coming up on a break.
Yes.
I'm going to give a database in the next segment. So if you want to get a pen and paper ready for that, that's important. And we're going to be back with more of your questions. I've got three from Melbourne, Sanford, and Winter Park ready to go. We'll be right back with more of Better Lawns and Gardens. This is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Do you use Viagra or Cialis? Have you been thinking about trying Viagra or Cialis? What if we could promise you the same results for less than $2 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for Viagra, you're being taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $2. We'll do the math for you. You save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 45 blue pills or 45 yellow pills for $99 and add 5 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call us at 800-975-1374 and get your 50 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for Viagra. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in an unmarked package. Call us right now. 800-975-1374. 800-975-1374. 800-975-1374.
Attention homeowners. Do you have a house that's in need of serious repairs? Do you have tenants that never seem to make their monthly payments? How about code violations, past due taxes, or maintenance costs you just can't afford? Then call my friends right now with Quick Cash Offer. They specialize in buying any home, no matter how ugly the situation. Turn that problem property into cash right now. It's just that simple. One call and you can get rid of that home headache forever. They buy the ugliest houses with instant closings, instant cash, and huge savings. Plus, there are no realtor fees, no listing fees, and no repair costs. Just cash in your hands for that painful property. They're buying a few more houses in your neighborhood this month. So take advantage of this cash offer and call Quick Cash Offer now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
Visit us on the World Wide Web at www.betterlawns.com. Better Lawns and Gardens with Tom McCubbin. We'll be right back.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real health care for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable health care for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly health care payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current health care. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free, guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
When veterans return to civilian life, they deserve your recognition and support. Help put vets to work by donating your car, truck, or van to Patriotic Hearts. Your tax-deductible donation will support programs to help vets find jobs or even start their own business. For fast, free pickup of your vehicle 24/7, running or not, call 800-889-4952. For 24-hour response, call 800-889-4952. That's 800-889-4952.
And Tom and I are back with more of Better Lawns and Gardens. And if you'd like to give us a call, 407-916-5400, or you can text at 23680. If you missed some of my design criteria that you need to know, you can go up to Better Lawns and Gardens, and you can download the show and listen to it at your own convenience. One of the criteria, Tom, that I thought would help people a lot is the St. John's River Water Management District's WaterWise landscape database, and you can put your site conditions into this database, and it will bring up every fern, flower, ground cover, shrub, tree that you can grow in your conditions. And it's a really helpful site. I use it a lot with my landscape designs. And you can find native and non-native plants for sun or shade, for whether you're in the center of the state or on the beach, and you can even select plants based on your favorite color. So that is the St. John's River Water Management District WaterWise landscape database. And if you just want to Google, the link is kind of long and it's just kind of confusing. But if you just Google Florida WaterWise landscape database, it will come up. And a quick tip is you want to read the facts and glossary. That's going to give you a better understanding how to use the database, but it's very easy, and it's one that I use a lot. So if you start off with those design criteria, the sunlight, the moisture, soil moisture, and pH, you're going to be more successful. Tom, can we go to phone calls now?
Let me do one text message. Is that okay first?
No, let's go right ahead.
This was held over from last week, so I thought maybe we'd try to get this one in. It says, you mentioned earlier, this is from last week, bagging pineapples to protect them from critters. Now, I've lost several. The whole fruit disappears. I suspect squirrels. You know, this is from Art, and I think it was a little confusion there. We don't suggest bagging pineapples, but we bag papayas to protect them from the insects. Pineapples, you're kind of on your own. Some people have used wire screening around them to keep the critters out, but I don't know that bags are going to do it. Some people harvest the pineapples a little early, kind of in the greener stage like you see at the store, because if you wait for them to get super ripe and ready and juicy and sweet on your own plant, the critters may like them better than you do. But
they'll get them first.
I don't think bagging's going to do it, okay?
No. Oh, I agree. Thank you so much. That's great we got that in. We have Elijah from West Melbourne. Good morning, Elijah.
Hey, so I have a question.
Sure.
So we have in our back west corner of our garden, we are trying to figure out what kind of fruit-bearing trees to put there. Do you have any idea of what kind of trees that we could put there?
What kind of conditions do you have? Is it full sun or
do you have only partial shade in the evening and in the morning?
Okay. Tom, what do you think?
Do you get 6 hours of sun, you think, from, say, 9 o'clock in the morning to maybe 3 or 4 in the afternoon?
Yes.
Okay. Well, number one for Florida is citrus, and of course, citrus has got a little harder to grow. But you're over in Melbourne, you have a nice group to pick from. You could do the star fruit, you could do a mango even,
mm-hmm.
You can do the avocado.
The jabotacaba?
Yeah, jabotacaba, some of the different ones. So what I would do is get a list of the fruit trees from your local extension office, or go up on the line and just put in Florida fruit trees, dooryard fruits, and you can get a whole list of them that you could go ahead and plant and grow.
Sure. There you go, Elijah. And then plant something that you want to eat, because if you don't like it.
If you don't like it, it's going to do well.
That's true. Thank you so much, Elijah. Let's go to Richard in Sanford. Good morning, Richard.
Hello, this is Richard.
Yeah, Richard.
You know, I kind of had to disagree with you on the shade part, because I still got tomatoes from September. I live in a trailer park, so, you know, you got to plant where you can. And plants are like people. They want to survive somehow. And usually I have my best harvest around February to March. And then, you know, right now, it's the last 2 or 3 weeks, the humidity's kicked up and good luck growing anything and tomatoes, because you got to get cold to get, you know.
Yeah.
And if I can eat it, I don't want it.
There you go.
My key limes are doing great, but the key lime tree is the hardest tree to spot fruit on I've ever seen. So I've usually let them drop, and then I can pick them up.
Oh, there you go, Richard.
I see. You know, I don't mess with success, Richard. Normally, full sun is the best place for tomatoes, but hey, if you're growing them in some shade and you're doing well, like I said, I don't mess with success.
There
well,
you go.
You know, I grow them next to the apartment, and they, you know, we really haven't had a freeze to kill them.
Yeah.
So, and I always use bamboo and work bamboo on them because I'm not going to pay for those things.
There
I'm
you go.
Cheap.
Yeah, well, thank you so much, Richard.
To you, and this is Bud's number. He uses it during the week.
There you go. Well, I don't mess with success. Good luck.
Bye-bye. And we're going to talk to Jean in Winter Park. Good morning, Jean.
Good morning to both of you.
Good morning to you.
I have two questions. My daughter's having problems with a parsley. It does nothing but get tall and leggy. How can she get it fuller? Can she cut it back? Would that help, or does she need to go to another brand?
She's got to use it.
Yeah.
Well, she uses it a lot, but it still it spikes up rather than getting bushy.
Is it in full sun?
Yes, it is.
Okay. If it's in full sun, it's fine. Maybe she's over-fertilizing it also. That would cause it to produce a lot of upright, quick growth. But
that might be the case. I'll tell her that. And my question is, I have a jillion bulbs that keep coming up, and they don't do anything but have beautiful green pieces. They don't flower. They don't do anything.
What kind of bulbs? I think
there's a good percentage of them are amaryllis, but they're not developing to do any flowering. I've tried all different areas around the house, full sun, some shade, and I've even tried doing some fertilizing. What would be another suggestion to see if I can do something to at least find out what they are to bloom?
You know, the amaryllis, some varieties just do not do well here, and that may be your case. But I would, you know, divide them and try to find another location. I'd try something that has maybe full sun to filtered sun, and that's where I find they do best. But the more shade some of these bulbs get, the less they flower. And so
that might be the case. Yeah.
I dig them, divide them, find a full sun to lightly shaded area for them.
And you might want to stop moving them around and let them sit for, you know, a couple of years in one area. They might, you know, produce.
Okay.
If you keep moving them around or digging them up and moving them, they just don't get a chance to get established. So,
yep.
I've even tried giving them to my children that are up in the Atlanta area, figuring that maybe they're a flower that needs to be in the cold and then go into the actual summer, which some of the bulbs need that.
Yep.
But that hasn't worked for them either. They're not blooming.
What the university found with amaryllis, if these are amaryllis, is that they will dig them in about September, October, let them sit out for about 8 to 10 weeks,
mm-hmm.
and then put them back in the ground or in a pot, and then they tend to flower better. So you can try that.
Dry them out a wee bit. Yeah. All right. Thanks, Tom.
Thank you,
Jean. Appreciate it. We have a Ken in Tampa. Tom. Good morning, Ken.
Hey, Ken.
Hey, how's everybody doing this morning?
We're okay. How can we help?
I was wondering if you're familiar with a product called Hydrotane.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. One, how does it work? And when it says 50% less watering required, is that half of the watering twice a week, or is it once a week watering?
Yeah, Hydrotane is a water-absorbing material. And when you put it on your soil or you spray it out, it helps hold water for a period of time that can be reabsorbed by the turf or wherever you're using it. And so some people find it very helpful during dry conditions that it will help hold the moisture. So you can try it and see what it does for you. Some people find it very successful. Other people have varying results with it. So all I can
And it can
you,
be used in containers, too. I find that's helpful when you use it in containers.
Yeah, give it a try and see
much,
if it works for you.
I just pretty much sprayed it over everything, you know, my lawn and the beds. But I just didn't know, do I reduce the amount of watering I do twice a week, or do I just water once a week?
No, you water as normal. And going into a moist season, you're probably not going to find any results. Going into dry times, that's when it's going to be most effective.
Okay, sounds great. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Ken. Tom, do we have any text messages?
I've got tons of text messages.
Wonderful.
Here. let me see what I'm going to give you. One. Here's another one on pineapples. It says, my pineapples are yellowish, not growing well. I had a couple of fruits that shriveled up. I fertilize and water regularly and use a minor nutrient product and Epsom salts, and wants to know what's going on. I had no problems in the past. Said it was told it was mites. You ought to be able to see mites if they're on the pineapple. Here's what I'm thinking. We had this one come in last week, too, and I appreciate you coming back with us. My guess is they were affected by cold during the wintertime.
Mm-hmm.
And the leaves will yellow up. You should be getting some new shoots from the base of the plants. I can't tell you it isn't a rot problem also if they're getting too much water, but my guess it has to do with the wintertime conditions. What do you think, Teresa?
I think that's a good guess, and the watering issue is probably a pretty common problem throughout the state. You know, you just overwatering is just an issue. Try not to do it.
Yep, right. Okay, so we have time for another one here?
We certainly do.
Okay, it says, I have Mysore raspberries. Is there fertilizer that is best for them? I like Mysore raspberries. It's a tropical raspberry, and it's one we can grow. It does have nematode problems on the roots, but any general fertilizer is fine. I don't think you need anything special for it.
Whatever 666 or, you know, 10-10-10 would be fine.
Any garden-type fertilizer would be fine. If you want to put out a slow-release, I'm a big slow-release fan. If you want to use something like one of Osmocotes or Shake and Feed, they would all be fine.
I am a big slow-release fan myself, too. That's important. Because we don't know when the plants need nutrients, you know?
Well, they're more reliable than we are.
That's it. And, you know, they may seem like they cost more, but you're going to reduce the amount of work you have to do in your yard, and you're going to buy less product. Yeah. So it's a good deal.
Good.
All right.
You want to go to break?
No, let's go to break. Yeah, that's important. We don't have time to take another question. We're going to be right back with more Better Lawns and Gardens and your phone calls. 407, let's see, we've got the new number, 916-5400, or you can text us at 23680. We'll be right back.
Florida's coral reef is the only living coral barrier reef in the continental United States. It provides shelter, food, and serves as a nursery for numerous plants and animals, including those important to Florida's fishing industry. Our reef is also key to protecting Florida's coastal communities, dispersing 97% of wave energy, and providing more than $355 million in flood protection benefits. Learn more about this vulnerable treasure by visiting floridascoralreef.org.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today.
855-680-2173. 855-680-2173.
Paid for by US Med.
An idol is anything or anyone in life that comes before God. Am I going to believe in God or my own idols? The Jewish prophet Elijah faced over 450 prophets of Baal, the false god of rain, in the ultimate showdown. Whose God or little God would show up? It began when King Ahab turned his back on God, resulting in 3.5 years of severe drought and famine. You can read the full story in 1 Kings 17 and 18 in the Bible. Finally, through Elijah's showdown with false prophets of Baal, he challenged the people to decide, who would they follow, the one true God or the false gods of Baal? After seeing God's power, they finally got off the fence and declared their belief in the only true God. What about you? Are you wavering in your faith? Are you still undecided? Ask God for the courage to stand for the one true God in Jesus. This is Bryant Wright, speaking right from my heart.
Visit us on the World Wide Web at www.betterlawns.com. Better Lawns and Gardens with Tom McCubbin. We'll be right back.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
And we're back with more of Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. I'm here with Tom and Joni, and Tom Benson's on the controls, taking your phone calls at 407-916-5400. And we have Tom in Merritt Island. Good morning, Tom. You're on the air with Tom, Joni, and Teresa.
Good morning.
Hi.
So I've got some black aphids on my okras on the undersides of the leaves, and I've been spraying. And some of them are dropping off, but some of them aren't. So will those possibly still be alive, or?
Yes and no. It could be a little bit of each.
With the clear aphids and stuff, either they fall off, or they change color when they die, and the black ones don't seem to change color.
Well, if you see them walking around still, they're obviously alive.
Yeah.
You just have to look at them. What are you spraying with?
Insecticidal soap.
Yeah, that should work. Either that or neem oil, one or the other. The only problem is with the soaps and neem oil and any oil product, you actually have to hit the insect. So if you don't hit the insect, you're not going to get the control. So
yeah, it's been raining too, which can wash things off.
Tom, can you take a spray and just spray them with water, and just the hose, and just spray them right off?
You could always do that too. You could wash them off that way.
I've tried that before on the kale, and I saw them on the ground crawling back up the plant.
Yeah, that's the problem.
That's not the most productive way for me.
That's the inky dinky spider story.
Yeah.
I try to hit them with the insecticidal soap. That's low toxicity type product, and that's what I would go with first, and just make sure you hit them.
Okay, fine. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Tom. Appreciate it. Tom, do we have text messages?
We do. And just remind everybody, now is a good time to call, 407-916-5400. And again, it's our new number, 407-916-5400. And then we're here to take your calls. Okay, here we go. Let me just get this announcement in from Peterson Nursery in Lakeland. It says they're repotting orchids this morning from 9 to noon. So I guess if you bring your orchid by, they'll help you repot them, and that's Peterson Nursery in Lakeland, which is kind of nice. Okay, here's the question. Is there a product that contains a variety of micronutrients I can use on all types of fruits and vegetables in the garden? And yes, there is. Two companies have them. Sunnyland has one, and also Southern Ag, and it's their minor nutrient sprays, or they can use them on the soils. Teresa, do you have anything else that you use with
I use Sunnyland all the time, so it's a good product, and it'll give them the micronutrients they need.
Yeah, and also some of your fertilizers have the micronutrients in them. For instance, you can get a form of Osmocote that has the minor nutrients. Just make sure it says it on the label. It's a special product that they produce. Okay, we've got another one here. This says Dichondra has taken over our zoysia lawn. Is there anything we can do to save it? You want me to take this one, Teresa?
Sure, go right ahead.
Yeah, almost all the liquids that are made for use on zoysia lawn will control Dichondra. They normally contain 2,4-D, dicamba, those type of products. So if you're using that, just make sure you have a lawn product that says zoysia on it.
and a liquid, and if it has 2,4-D of dicamba in it, it's going to take out the dichondrous.
Now, Tom, is it getting a little hot for to be using that?
You know, you have to do it during the cooler portion of the day. Zoysia is a pretty tough lawn. As long as you're doing it early in the morning or way late in the afternoon, you shouldn't have any problem. Just follow the label. Most of them will have the temperature restrictions listed.
Excellent. That's good to know. Okay, great.
Good. If we have a caller, we could take that. Otherwise, we'll give you another.
Okay. No, this is a text time.
Okay, this is text time. And the number, again, is 407-916-5400. It says, I have an all-tree yard, no grass, but a terrible problem with fleas. I was going to spray nematodes in the yard. Will that work? You know, I haven't kept up with the use of the nematodes for flea control. I haven't heard anything about it being effective.
No.
So, you know, you can try it and see. If you contact your extension office, they can tell you what's working right now. But we do have some insecticides and growth regulator type insecticides that work pretty well for fleas. So that's what I would do. Teresa?
I agree. You know, contact your extension office and see what's the newest and the best that's out there right now. And just keep the lawn mowed and keep it cleaned up, and you'll keep the fleas down.
Yeah, normally, if you have fleas in the landscape, they're probably on your pets also.
So yeah.
You really need to control them there, too. But if you had a pet and it ran in the yard and you don't have the pet anymore, then the fleas in the yard could be a real problem. But there's controls out there. I do have to mention, a lot of the extension offices are starting to open up again, but you do have to have an appointment, so you have to call and let them know you need to come in and talk with them, or they will talk with you and send you bulletins without any trouble. Or you can go up online and put in Flea Control in Florida, IFAS, I-F-A-S, and you'll get the latest bulletin.
That sounds great.
Sounds great.
Extension is where you need to get your information. Now we have Diane. She's got a comment about spinach, and she's in Tallahassee, Tom. Good morning,
okay.
Diane.
Good morning. I just wanted to say that I was introduced to Malabar spinach probably 25 years ago and have had it in my garden ever since. And some years I love it and some years I curse it. But this year it has come up with 1,000 seedlings. And I'm actually picking them daily before they actually, they just get their first two leaves. And it's like eating micro greens every day, and it makes a wonderful, wonderful salad or sandwich or whatever. So that's my delight this year, and I hope I can stay on top of them. I don't want them to get big.
There you go. No, Diane, that's great. I love the idea of using them as microgreens.
Yeah, because there's so many of them, so I don't know what else you'd do with them. Yeah.
Very good. Well, you found a good use, that's for sure.
Yes, yes. So that's
thanks,
all.
Diane.
Thank you.
Thank you, Diane.
I think it's break time.
There we go. We are going to go to a break. If you missed some of the programs today, you can go back to Better Lawns and Gardens, and you can download the show, Hour Number 1 and Hour Number 2, on betterlawns.com. We'll be right back with more of that. This is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Getting ready to go boating is just as important as the safety precautions you take while on the water. Make sure you have your safety equipment and know how to use it. Life jacket? Check. Whistler horn? Check. Flares? Check. Personal locator beacon? Got it. These are just a few of the items a real boater always has ready. Be prepared for the journey, regardless of your experience level. This message brought to you by the National Safe Boating Council and U.S. Coast Guard. Learn more at safeboatingcampaign.com.
Mosquitoes can transmit deadly diseases, including Zika and West Nile virus. But Summit Mosquito Dunks kill mosquitoes before they're old enough to bite. Just float an organic mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, and any standing water to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days or longer. Don't worry, mosquito dunks won't harm people, pets, fish, or wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at fine garden centers, hardware stores, and online retailers. Or visit SummitResponsibleSolutions.com. That's SummitResponsibleSolutions.com.
Does your current bathroom need to be updated immediately? Introducing One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling, the complete and hassle-free way to get the new bathroom of your dreams in as little as one day. And for as little as $199 a month. Yes, the experts at One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling will come to you anywhere in the country and show you all the customized options. Now you can have a brand new bathroom in as little as one day. Large or small bathrooms, if you want a new bathtub or shower installed, we can do it in as little as one day. And if you call right now, you can save $750 off your remodel. We make it easy by offering you financing as low as $199 per month. Call now to schedule your free in-home consultation.
800-948-5749. 800-948-5749. That's 800-948-5749.
Visit us on the World Wide Web at www.betterlawns.com. Better Lawns and Gardens with Tom McCubbin. We'll be right back.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
When veterans return to civilian life, they deserve your recognition and support. Help put vets to work by donating your car, truck, or van to Patriotic Hearts. Your tax-deductible donation will support programs to help vets find jobs or even start their own business. For fast, free pickup of your vehicle 24/7, running or not, call 800-889-4952. For 24-hour response, call 800-889-4952. That's 800-889-4952.
And we're back with Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and with Tom and Joni and Tom Benson taking your phone calls. Tom, do we have another text message?
We do. Let's give them the number one more time. They got a chance for one more call at least. 407-916-5400. Yeah, I've got a question here about poinsettias, and I guess a lot of them are growing well right now. They said they have a poinsettia. Right now it's in a container saved from the holidays, of course. And they want to know what to do with that poinsettia. What do you suggest, Teresa?
Well, I'm telling you, this is a great time to go ahead and, you know, if they keep on growing, this is a good time to cut them back a little bit and let them fill out a little bit and also to fertilize them.
Very good. Then you can get your poinsettia, maybe keep it going for the next holidays. Okay, I've got a question here, kind of a personal question. Want to know, we have poinsettias planted where they get nighttime light, and Joni doesn't want to take them out. What are you going to tell her?
I'm going to tell her she has a job of putting a box on it every night to keep the dark from the light from getting to it. They just don't turn red as easily, the bracts, when there's a lot of night lights.
Yeah, I think
we're
okay. I think we're going to take it out and put crotons in.
There you go. That would be great.
And then we'll have some others to put someplace else. Okay, here's another question for you. This one here says, the landscaper installed kumti plants in our yard a number of years ago. They developed white stuff on the leaves.
Yeah.
We see that, right? Mealybug?
We see that a lot. The kumtis, so that would be the scale. And again, that's a little creature that's loves the kumtis. And so they want to use an oil and a malathion product on it to get rid of it.
Yeah, and make sure you hit the underside of the leaves, because that's where they probably really are quite prevalent.
And the ground underneath it, because when they fall off, too, you want to catch those, too, as well. So they're all over the plant spray, on the top of the leaf, bottom of the leaf, and the ground, and the trunk. That'll get them.
You know, I want to go back to your talk about picking the right plant, right place. And one thing that we didn't talk about was size of the plant. And I find this to be a real problem. People are picking plants. They want to put something that's going to get too tall for the spot.
I agree. Or they buy too many for the area, and then they grow big, and then, you know, you have to, you know, pull plants out again. So always find out how big a plant is going to grow, especially when you buy them in 1 gallons and 3 gallons. They look small, but a podocarpus in a 3 gallon pot will get eventually, you know, 30 feet tall if you don't prune it. So if you don't want to work, buy plants that grow to the size you need, and then you don't have to cut them.
Yeah. And here's another thing that I see that we have to consider when we're talking right plant, right place, is, you know, how do we put it in the landscape? Like, for instance, builders quite often, at least they used to, maybe they got away from it, will put the plants up very close to the house to get that instant effect from a hedge or something up next to it. And before you know it, it's grown too wide for that spot.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's hard, because when you move in, you think that the builders are doing all the right things. And so find out what you have and how big it's going to get, and make changes when they're small, when you first move in, when you see plants like that. But always find out how big it's going to grow, because if not, you're going to be working all the time. It becomes a part-time job.
Yeah, and when it's a hedge or something like that, it's too close to the house, the backside's going to die out, and eventually the plant might die out. So I know there's normal, I normally say keep the plant at least once the width of it away from the house, a couple of feet anyway.
I agree. Because you don't want the plants to hold that moisture at the foundation, because, you know, the termites and things like that love water. And if you're watering the foundation plants a lot, you're going to risk, you're being more susceptible to termites.
Yeah. So now, where can people get help if they need it for their picking plants?
Well, they can go to the St. Johns River Water Management District site and just Google Florida WaterWise Landscaping database. And they can go there and they can put in all the conditions they need or that they have. And it will bring up every plant, shrub, and tree for any kind of soil conditions in Florida. It will tell you how big it gets, what time of the year it flowers, and, you know, if there's insect issues with it, it'll tell them all that too as well. So.
But they're going to have to go through and figure out what kind of soil they have, what type of light they have, all those, and moisture.
They should know that before they even go on the site. So before you buy any plants, know what kind of site conditions you have. Tom, thank you so much for letting me talk a little bit about landscape design. I certainly appreciate it. We want to thank Bob Hodling, the Seminole County Master Gardener, and Joni. I'm going to be looking for those ants to fall on me now, and the twig ants. I learned something new. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Thank you, Tom Benson, for taking the calls. Join us next week for more Better Lawns and Gardens. Take care, everybody. This is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Attention homeowners. Do you have a house that's in need of serious repairs? Do you have tenants that never seem to make their monthly payments? How about code violations, past due taxes, or maintenance costs you just can't afford? Then call my friends right now with Quick Cash Offer. They specialize in buying any home, no matter how ugly the situation. Turn that problem property into cash right now. It's just that simple. One call and you can get rid of that home headache forever. They buy the ugliest houses with instant closings, instant cash, and huge savings. Plus, there are no realtor fees, no listing fees, and no repair costs. Just cash in your hands for that painful property. They're buying a few more houses in your neighborhood this month. So take advantage of this cash offer and call Quick Cash Offer now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.